and one of Philadelphia's most storied independent music venues, turns 20 this year. Now, World Cafe Live threw a massive party on Friday to showcase two decades of great music, great times, and impact in its community. KYW's Nigel Thompson was there.
Hal Real couldn't have imagined 20 years ago all that's been accomplished at World Cafe Live since he co-founded it in University City back in 2004.
We knew we would have great music, and we hoped we would have great food, but to see all of the different components come together has really been rewarding.
It's a music venue with two stages that hosts some 500 shows and events every year, a restaurant offering full-service dinner for guests going to shows, and a nonprofit that brings a love of music and the arts to surrounding communities.
I think it's a place for education, it's a place for convening, and I'm very proud of the fact that it's a place to have fun. We all need to have fun, right?
It's also a place that's seen some of the world's biggest artists today take its stage in the early stages of their careers. Adele and Billie Eilish are just two on the list from the last decade. World Cafe Live board chair Paralee Knight said memories like those are created all the time for fans, but for her, it's all about the people that make them possible every night.
I know there's so many great concerts that have come in. We always talk about the big names that have graced our stages, but those things would not happen without the people who work behind the scenes.
In University City, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.